ain't trying to catch feelings.
Hey. I blame it on your love. Every time I mess it up, I blame it on your love. I do. I blame it on your love. I can't help it. I'm so stuck. I blame it on your love. I do. I blame it on your love. Every time I mess it up, I blame it on your love. I do. I blame it on your love. I can't help it. I'm so stuck. I blame it on your love.
And that was Charlie XCS saying Blame It On Your Love featuring Lee. So, and before that, I played you Master Cheng Fu saying we're featuring Unom Ebo. And before that, we were talking everything heritage. So here are some few, here are actually some few ways in which you can celebrate Heritage Day if you have no idea and how you're actually going to do this. So the first one, it says explore your family heritage. Heritage Day is all about coming together and celebrating culture and shared past. The part of the celebration is ensuring that each culture is recognized. This makes Heritage Day a great time to get together with your family and delve into your family heritage. This is also a great experience for the young ones, allowing them to identify how their personal heritage has helped shaped who they are today. And the second one, it's visit heritage sites. With 9 official World Heritage Sites in South Africa and many amazing cultural and natural sites, exploring the rich heritage of our nation this Heritage Day is a must. Some of the Chatswell Thames' favorite Gauteng heritage sites include the Mandela House, Constitutional Hill, Soweto Theatre, and the Cradle of Humankind, just to name a few. Those are located right here in Gauteng. And the third one is learn a new word. Right here in South Africa, we have about 11 national languages. So why not use Heritage Day to use it and learn a new phrase or a new word? That can actually come in handy and interesting. And it says learning how to greet people and make basic conversation as an ideal way to celebrate our Rainbow Nation's diversity this Heritage Month. And the second last one, it says eat South African food. Whether it's a braai, biri, umngqusho, or popoeti, feasting on some traditional South African dishes is another great way to celebrate your Heritage Day. Don't just prepare what you know, though. Use the day today, explore traditional dishes that are unfamiliar to you. You may find your new favorite. You may never know. And the last one, last but not least, which is very important, it says, leave out Ubuntu. I cannot stop to emphasize this one. Leave out Ubuntu. While you should aspire to leave out Ubuntu every month, let Heritage Day remind you about shared humanity. Show kindness and warmth to all South Africans, the visitors exploring our beautiful nation. Use the time not to only celebrate how far we've come as a nation, but also to acknowledge how far we still have to go. Rejoice in what makes us us. And the question still same. What is the best way to celebrate Heritage Day? Do make sure that you share as to how are you going to celebrate your Heritage Day. UJFM 95.4. I'll bring you more voice notes coming through from the listeners. But for now, let's get back to great music.